Calls tonight for a blanket ban on caged eggs. The animal welfare group SAFE is delivering a petition with more than 30,000 signatures to Parliament this week. Battery hen cages have been banned since January this year, but the petition wants larger colony cages outlawed too. Emma Brodie from SAFE joins us now. Kia ora, Emma. Can you just start off by briefly talking us through the difference between, you know, battery cages and colony cages?
Yeah, definitely. So battery cages were tiny. They could hold about 5 hens each and they were completely barren. Colony cages are much larger and they've added what the industry calls enrichments, which includes metal perches, a scratch pad and one nesting area per cage. But the problem is that in a colony system, there are around 60 birds in each cage. So 60 birds competing to access those enrichments, competing to access food and water. It's an incredibly stressful living environment for them. And because it's still so overcrowded, it doesn't address the welfare issues that are inherent to any cage farming system.
But they're better than battery cages, would you agree?
No, it's not good enough. It's not good enough for the hens.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about it not being good enough, but are the colony cages better than battery cages?
No, they're not. They're just as overcrowded and they're just as harmful to the health and welfare of hens.
Getting rid of them, what do you think that would do to the price of eggs? We're in a cost of living crisis at the moment. Eggs are popular, high quality protein, right? That is relatively affordable. What would it do to the price?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, we have to look at the fact that all food prices have gone up and there's a lot of factors at play there. Like the war in Ukraine, for example, has driven up the cost of grain and animal feed. So it's not just this ban on battery cages that have driven up the cost of eggs. And we understand people's concerns, but actually all major supermarkets have already committed to being cage free within the next few years, as well as most major food service groups. So phasing out colony cages shouldn't actually affect supply to major supermarkets.
So given that the main supermarkets have all put an end date on when they will continue to sell caged eggs, what is the issue? Because why not just leave it up to the consumer to decide? If there is no demand, production will stop if you can't sell them.
Yeah, well, our issue is that these systems don't actually comply with New Zealand's own animal welfare laws. The Animal Welfare Act states that animals must have the opportunity to display normal patterns of behaviour, and that's impossible for hens confined in a colony cage. So government should actually be leading the way ahead of big businesses, ahead of food service groups, and in line with international policy as well.
But colony cages are legal in this country.
They are legal through the Code of Welfare for Hens, but they're not consistent with the basic welfare provisions in the Animal Welfare Act.
So if you think they're cruel and should be phased out, why do you think people still buy them?
Well, an independent poll that SAFE did told us that 76% of Kiwis do want to see cages phased out. And over 36,000 people have signed SAFE's petition in support of freeing hens from cages. So I'd say overwhelmingly, New Zealanders want to see hens live a better life in New Zealand.
They might want to see it on paper, but do you think they want to see it in reality? Because the argument from producers is it will be more expensive and conversion to different types of egg production is costing millions. So while people might tick a box saying that that's what they want, do they actually want to pay the price for it? What do you know about that?
Yeah, most New Zealanders are already opting for what they perceive to be higher welfare products by choosing things like free-range eggs. And back in 2020, our own Agriculture Minister, Damien O'Connor, said that he wouldn't be investing in colony systems. And that wasn't a smart investment because that's not the way the world is going. So we're just looking for government to step up and take the welfare of hens seriously by just banning cages once and for all.
But again, don't we go back to my original question about consumer demand? If you say people are ticking a box saying they don't want it, fewer people are buying it, there'll be no market and it'll just go, won't it?
Well, we think that government should be leading the way and ensuring that our regulations, our animal welfare regulations, are consistent with our own Animal Welfare Act. That's government's responsibility and they should be leading the way, not the market.
In terms of export, a number of overseas countries don't allow colony cages, right?
Yeah, that's right. They are being phased out around the world.
So again, then there's a disappearing market for any eggs that are produced in this way, isn't there, logically?
And then, but if we continue to produce them, that's also a huge risk to New Zealand's international reputation as an ethical and sustainable supplier of agricultural products. We've got an international reputation to uphold for good animal welfare. So this should be a no-brainer.
Good to talk to you, Emma. Thank you for joining us. That is Emma Brodie, who is SAFE's campaign manager there. They want to outlaw all egg production in cages, and that includes colony cages, which, as Emma said, are slightly bigger, but they still query the welfare conditions for hens there.